The transformation process. Even as an extremely skeptical observer, I must say, hats off. Behind the buzzwords, agile transformation, there was a palpable, genuine effort towards improving outcomes and thinking about things differently. Agile organizations often call themselves such because in some corner of the company somewhere, there's a team using Scrum. In this company, however, the changes went to the core, and they tried to reconstruct a large portion of the organization according to agile principles. At the same time, method choice was left to the teams themselves, depending on what the employees found appropriate for their area of responsibility. I cried agile tears of joy at such an approach. So, how was the transformation actually carried out? Please note, during implementation, the following steps were interwoven with one another and, as such, were not completed sequentially. Training. All 600 IT employees had the pleasure of taking part in a one-day basic training, which focused on agile mindset. Anyone who has dealt with agile and agile practices has often heard and perhaps even internalized this idea: the agile methods themselves are not the driving factors for success, rather the mindset behind them determines their effectiveness. Basically, I agree with this. However, you cannot simply implant a new mindset because the project plan says so. Establish mindset. Done. It doesn't work that way. I don't believe that you can change a collective mindset with a one-day basic training. Nonetheless, it takes a certain amount of effort to drag 600 employees, along with management, through such a training. The only positive effect from such an undertaking is on the bank account of the consulting company providing the training. You can probably pick up on a bit of sarcasm on my part, because I am being sarcastic. Reorganization through self-organization. The company realigned the cross-functional teams according to the product structure, i.e., the employees were not simply assigned to individual teams. Management only decided which teams were needed for which products. So, instead of teams being assigned from above, a marketplace was organized. Over 2 days, team leaders used display booths to advertise their team and the available jobs. A budget was assigned to each team ahead of time, based on their strategic focus, so they could buy the necessary employees. The employees were allowed to decide in which team they wanted to work. In my opinion, this was a pretty cool approach. At the marketplace, the team already discussed and often had decided on the agile practices they wanted to use. After the teams had formed, team members then took part in the necessary training. For example, there were Scrum Master and Product Owner trainings, and if a team had decided to use Kanban, they could visualize their initial workflow in a system design workshop and, at the same time, consolidate the team.